This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Congress closed up shop and left town last night, unlikely to return but for a day or two of quick business before the end of the year. Having sent the Medicare bill to President Bush, Republican leaders in both the House and Senate were ready to claim victory for the year. But NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports they left some major items undone.
The year's final pep rally had to be full of enthusiasm. After all, Republicans had spent the year in full control of both House and Senate and wanted to highlight their progress. So when Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist burst into the room, followed by three other top men in the Senate, he carried a football up to the podium.
It wasn't that long ago, but in January of this year, we gained possession. And we gained possession with an objective to play hard on each and every play, but to play fair. But the objective is to score points for every American.
And Frist went on, they scored big. He pointed to a poster board graphic full of little footballs, each signifying a legislative accomplishment, a $350 billion package of tax cuts meant to stimulate the economy, new stricter laws against child pornography, a ban on certain abortion procedures, more than $150 billion in emergency spending to keep U.S. troops in Afghanistan and Iraq, and now a giant Medicare overhaul bill. Frist's fingers gripped the football's laces, and his tone was jocular. But the Tennessee Republican also admitted this year's game was tough at times.
It's not all moving the ball forward. Sometimes we get stopped. Sometimes it's that big tackle. Sometimes it's that big linebacker coming for us, and then it comes over here to what we've seen, the Democrat obstruction.
Key Republican goals that did not get through Congress this year included legislation to shield doctors from liability lawsuits and a bill to limit class action lawsuits. Democrats blocked six of President Bush's judicial nominees and most recently his energy bill. A main sticking point on the energy bill for several senators was a provision to shield producers of MTBE, a gasoline additive implicated in water pollution. One of the Democrats who voted for the energy bill was Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle. He said it was precisely that MTBE provision that kept some senators from voting for cloture or to end a filibuster.
I warned them for weeks now that the MTBE especially would cause great concern and most likely the loss of the cloture vote, and that's unfortunately how it turned out to be.
Some Senate Republicans were sympathetic to those who opposed the MTBE liability shield, but in the end, it was the provision's main supporter, House Republican Leader Tom DeLay of Texas, who would not bend. Still, Frist and other leading Republicans blamed Democrats for halting the energy bill, but Frist said, for the 108th Congress, this is halftime, and he promised to come back in January and try again on energy. This year also saw extremely close votes on some of President Bush's top priorities. In the House, the Medicare bill barely survived a pre-dawn vote. And in the Senate, Vice President Cheney's tie-breaking vote was needed to pass the federal budget, to lower taxes on stock dividends, and to pass the $350 billion package of tax breaks. And there's other business that remains unfinished. Dozens of federal programs are still operating under last year's budget, because lawmakers have not passed most of the appropriations bills required to allocate new funds. Democrats, like Nevada Senator Harry Reid, blame President Bush for the delay.
The Congress has agreed on these appropriation bills. The Congress, the House and the Senate in conference have agreed on these bills. What has been the problem is the interference, and I say that word purposely, the interference by the executive branch of government.
It now appears that lawmakers have dropped all provisions that President Bush opposed, including a block of his new overtime rules, and the last two appropriations bills could pass through Congress in a two-day working session in mid-December. As the Capitol shut down for the Thanksgiving holiday, some in Congress got a head start on next year's agenda. Three Senate Republicans introduced a constitutional amendment yesterday to ban gay marriage. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.